Sports Talk is brought to you by SunBet, home of online sports betting.
Right, we're going to speak to somebody who has had records in her sight for essentially, I'm sure, her entire life, and that is Carina Horn, who is looking to right the wrongs that have occurred against her. It came out just last week, I believe, of her being, essentially failing a doping test. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of things just didn't seem right in this one. Carina, thank you so much for coming on to Sports Talk. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Is it a good evening? I know that you are in a very tough situation at the moment. Can you just talk us through how it came about that you were found guilty of doping?
Well, I'll try to. It's kind of a different kind of story to view it from. So personally, I don't want to blame people that I don't have 100% fact sheet, but it already came from during the year when I had fights with my federation. So people knew also I had fights, and people have personal things about against me. So it was quite a shock when I got the news. I got a call from an investigator on the 13th of September to say I'm guilty of two substances. And yeah, just the reaction of my coach as well, asked what it is. So we did also our research. So I have a 45-day extension, which ends on the 7th of November, that I'm trying to get hold of all the facts and information I can get to prove everything.
You say that only an investigator called. Now, a lot of us aren't privy to the processes that need to take place in such an instance. What should have happened, at least according to your understanding?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure about situations like that, but I'm pretty sure at least your federation should let you know that, listen, this is the situation now. You're not allowed to go on a track or whatever. We will help where we can and try to talk to the IAAF or the WADA, which is situated in Monaco and Lausanne.
Yeah.
Or even someone from the IAAF or the WADA unit themselves. But as I spoke to my lawyer that I announced it's from America, he told me the guy's name, and he said he's only an investigator, and also asked me, did no one else call or an email? And so he was also quite shocked about that situation. So there's a few things that just doesn't add up.
And then the investigator called you and then said, we're going to come and do tests at your place. I believe you weren't in the country at that moment.
No, I was in the country at that moment. What happened is there was a test, because I'm on the doping list, which means you hashtag living in a prison. So you have to fill in your whereabouts every day of your life. So my whereabouts is filled in until the 31st of December 2019 already.
Saying wow. How do you know?
Every hour of the day. So people don't know that, and that's also quite a big thing. So that's the thing. If I knew I was guilty, I would not open a door for people to let me get tested.
I mean, knowing that you're on the doping list, you would also not obviously try to cheat.
Exactly. So people don't understand it. And just to set the record straight for people that also attack me about the records, every time I ran a record, not only the times that I ran a record, but specifically the times when I ran records, I personally go to the, afterwards the race, there's the doping, anti-doping people is on the track, and you go there so you get tested, else the records won't count. So it's a lot of facts that people don't know.
And was there, so I read the article of the interview that you did with EWN Sport yesterday, and you mentioned something about an SMS as well. There was a threatening SMS.
Yes, I received that. Actually, I got the call 13th of September from the investigator to tell me I'm suspended. And exactly a week before that, on the 6th of September, I got that message that threatened me that they will ruin my life. Yeah. So I didn't take any offense or something like that, because normally I know who it was. So normally I know it's more talking than action.
Mm. Did you expect such a thing? Did you expect such a thing? Were you surprised, taken back by that kind of an SMS? I mean, a call from that specific person, if you knew who it was?
Well, I knew it was. The thing is, I'm not surprised that that person is doing this to me. The thing is just, I can't really say anything like that, what I know. I don't have all the facts, because he is not doing it himself. He has someone that's doing it for him as well. But I have gotten his phone account statements to see the number that I got an SMS from was also dialed on his phone, on his statements.
Mm.
So I have to get all the things legal-wise. So that's really difficult for me. So it takes time. So I can only speak out everything I know once I actually have 110% everything in front of me.
So you've got all these different factors that and all these things that took place. Are you able to link them and kind of create some form of a picture for yourself to start moving forward?
Well, sometimes no. There is links. It just depends on the day. Like, some days it's just really bad where I just don't see anything at all anymore for me, that I just want to give up. And then there's other days that I'm really right now, in the moment, go to the gym, this is not the truth. If I have to look to the future, to what I know, what's the truth and what's in my heart, I can get up and go train again. But then I look at all this attacks and false accusations, and everything is just 5 days back, 5 steps back again. So it's difficult.
I mean, it must be difficult. How much time do you actually spend, working on this in your daily routine now? How much of it, of your day, is dedicated to just clearing your name?
All day. When I get up, it's all about this. Especially when I get up until around 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's I'm trying to do what I can do and talking to my coach. And then from around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon until late night, it's me and my lawyer, as he is in America, so his times is a bit different. So the other thing that added up, started making things more, is last week, Thursday, I got a call, because I had to send in my supplements, because the other side, I also did use supplements in July, but which I know is okay, because I've been tested before, but you never know what can happen. So I have to send it into the lab in America, in Utah. The company that I wanted to send it through didn't want me to send it, because I didn't have the slips. And I'm not a person that keep any slip, not at all. And I don't think there's a lot of people that do.
No.
So it was quite difficult. So last week, Thursday, was the last try where the lawyer even said he will get up earlier in his time, set an alarm, so he can speak to the people at the company, so he can see if we can get it through, because the time is getting late. And then we failed at that. And then that same night, he got a call from the lab in America, telling him, okay, we can proceed with the process. We just got Corina Horn's supplement. And then he told them, no, something is not right, I have to make a call. So he called me around 3 a.m. in the night, and just to make sure and confirm with me, listen, yes, I just want to make sure it isn't possible that the lab could have received your supplement. So I just laughed. I was like, what is going on? So there's a lot of things going on. I don't know. People hacked my emails, got information, even sent supplements on my name towards the lab. So, yeah, there's just too many things that my brain can't really think at once.
Do you know why somebody would want to do this to you?
Yes, I do, but I can't say that.
Okay, but you are aware that there is a reason that someone would try to sabotage your entire career and your life, essentially. It must be very difficult for you. I mean, just last year, you were running really, really good times. You dipped under the sub-11 second mark for the first time, and you've been flying the South African flag high, also a Texas flag high. What does this do to you now, and how has your training been since this news has broken?
Well, yeah, it really broke my future towards the mental side. It wasn't nice even on the social media, the comments that the people make. So when the news is out, that's all the people see. Even me, I'm looking towards myself differently because of the comments, but I'm trying not to do that anymore because it's not really people that even have something with their lives or even know how it is to be in a professional athlete so that they can say anything about me. But there's a lot of people, I must say as well, that are standing by me, Olympic gold medalist people that are still texting me, so which also make me still believe.
Yeah.
My loved ones, one special person as well, my family.
Yeah.
And that makes it worth going on, and my coach as well.
So now let's talk a little bit about these banned substances that have been found, LGD-4033. I mean, they all come with these fancy terms. We don't know what they are. Can you break them down for us? Do you have an understanding of what they are and what they do to your body?
To be honest, I have no idea. When the investigator gave me that name, I literally asked him to spell it out, letter for letter, and I just sent the photo to my coach. So I only know what you guys know, what is read on social media. I just think, I'm not sure if I have it right, but the one they said is a growth hormone, and the one said it is for recovery and muscle relaxing.
Mm. And I mean, obviously, you would have never have touched these substances. Where did the call come from to tell you that you had failed the doping test?
There was a few calls, but the investigator called from, I'm not sure, I think it was France.
No, you don't know from who or which office? Was it the IAAF or the FDA or something like that?
Well, no, not at all. The Doping Federation is situated in Monaco, and the lab is situated in Lausanne, so it doesn't make sense at all that it came from France as well.
Now, we know that in order, well, maybe not in order, but we know that there is this B sample that also needs to be tested in order or before you can be convicted, or at least, if I'm not mistaken, you can request it to be tested. Was your B sample tested? Did you request them to test it? Was all in order regarding that specific sample?
No, that's also another thing that went wrong. So as I appointed the lawyer, I had to request it before the 20th of September. So on the 20th of September, my lawyer sent an email out to the people and say, I request my B sample, but I also do request to have a representative. So I asked my coach, and he agreed that he will drive, because he is from Austria, so he will drive to Switzerland that he can be present while opening the B sample. And that we sent out on the 20th of September, and we asked for an extension, this 45-day extension that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So they only replied on the email 5 or 6 days later, saying, okay, we confirmed the email, and they give me the 45-day extension. And underneath the email, it said, and on that note, we let you know that your B sample has been opened this morning, 8:30 in Lausanne.
Why?
So I was also not present. My coach wasn't present. So, yeah, what? And now I don't have actually anything to prove from my side because I don't have the sample anymore.
But why did they open the sample? Did they give you a reason for that?
I have no idea.
I'm chatting to Karina Horn, South Africa's fastest woman. She's the first woman to run sub-11. It's just gone 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to Sports Talk, and I'm Buhle Matulini, and Karina Horn is looking to essentially fight this ban that she's been handed as a result of a positive doping test. It resulted in her missing out on the IAAF World Championships in Doha, the same place where she dipped under 11 seconds for the first time. And she is trying to clear her name and get back on the running track as soon as possible. Now, Karina, you say that the B sample was opened. Surely that compromises their investigation as well, doesn't it? Can your lawyer not argue that?
Of course, definitely. Like, for every mistake they make, it's good for me. So that can definitely help me as well. My lawyer is busy putting all the facts and their mistakes in one document as well. And as soon as I also have the results from my supplements as well, we will take it further from there in court.
Do you think you're going to win? Do you believe that you'll be able to win this?
My heart, yes. My head is spinning, but what I know in my heart, for sure.
No, it's a very painful thing, and I'm pretty sure that the family is also taking it really, really tough. Are you back in the country at the moment?
Yes, I'm back in the country.
And when will you be back in Europe?
I've not made that decision yet, so we will see. It all depends on the outcome of the situation and, yeah, when I am able to compete again.
Yeah. Karina Horn, well, look, we do hope that, especially if all the wrongdoings against you does come out, that you are acquitted from these charges, that your name is cleared, and that you can get back on the track and shine for South Africa, because we do need as much happiness and success in every single aspect of this country, and you certainly bring some of that to us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That is Karina Horn, the first South African woman to run under 11 seconds over the 100-meter distance. But more importantly, she has now been banned, essentially. She's been banned for doping. She failed a doping test not too long ago, just last week. And as a result, Karina Horn missed out on the IAAF World Championship. I think not last week, it was last month, rather. She's missed out on the IAAF World Championships, and she is now fighting with the lawyers and everyone else to clear her name because she says there is an injustice that has been done onto her.